Now, as we come today to this 12th chapter of Acts, we come to a period of persecution. Persecution strikes the church. And we find here that although persecution comes, the church also grows, and the Word of God is multiplied. Now, friends, that's a very wonderful thing that we have here. Now, we find, first of all, that Herod Agrippa I is the one who carries on the persecution. He's the son of Herod the Great. Now, Herod the Great was the one, you'll recall, that attempted to put the Lord Jesus to death even when he was born. And now this Herod family are an enemy of God, if there ever was a family. As far as I know, there's not a one in the family that ever really turned to God. Now you have Herod Agrippa I. Now let me begin reading at chapter 12, verse 1. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. This man apparently to please certain ones why he began this persecution. You will recall that up to this point, the persecution has been largely from the religious rulers, the Sadducees in particular. But now it moves into the realm of government. It moves actually from religion to politics now. Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. And that word vex, if I understand the word, it's not adequate to describe what really he did. He carried on a brutal, unfeeling persecution of the church. Now notice what he did. Verse 2, and it's stated so bluntly here, and he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. Now, James becomes another martyr in the church. I don't know that he was the second martyr, but far as the record is concerned, I'm of the opinion there'd been many at this time that had died for the name of the Lord Jesus. He killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. And because he saw it please the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. Now, this is something that we need to note. James is slain, but Peter is miraculously preserved in all of this. Here you have, without doubt, the sovereign will of God moving in the church. Now, I'm of the opinion that there could have been those in that day that would have said, well, why in the world was James put to death and Peter permitted to live? Why did he do that? And many ask that question even today. Well, my answer to that is, this is the sovereign will of God. And he still moves like this today, friends. I've been in the ministry quite a while. I've seen the Lord reach in and take certain wonderful members out of the church by death. And then he's left others in. And why would he do that? Because if you'll ask me as pastor, I happen to know the one he took. From my viewpoint, he made a mistake. And the one he left, he sure made a mistake. I used to say this sub rosa. I'd say, I wish the Lord had asked me when he gets ready to take someone in the church. He'd ask me who to take. I could tell him, and I think I could make a better decision than he did. But may I say to you, friends, this is all in the hands of a sovereign God. And if you don't like it, I want to say this to you, and I want to say kindly, it's too bad. Too bad for you, because he's going to move this way anyway. This is the hand of a sovereign God moving in the church. He permits Herod to slay James, who apparently was sort of the head of the church in Jerusalem. And now Peter is permitted to live because he arrests him. But this was now the time of unleavened bread.